It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, hey, yeah.
You're not. Are you all right?
He's not right.
Just getting into it, sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, the big day. We're celebrating Father's Day.
Huge yes. day.
The Fat Daddy Contest.
Fat Daddies.
I give you Anthony Marshall, 6'1", 389 pounds. Stephen Manuel, 5'9", 280. Mm-hmm. Chris Garrett, 5'11", 260. Mike Mumford, 5'10", 290. Michael Davis, 6 feet and 400 pounds.
I'm wow. hoping for him.
And Steve Musselman.
The Muscle Man.
The Muscle Man is 5'11". And 309.
Hey. Are you counting on any survivors?
I'm not sure, but we are going to have the Fat Daddy Contest tomorrow for $1,000.
Wow.
Think fast. That's our first competition.
That's one.
We'll have the Jumbo Jumble, the Ice Cream Balance Challenge.
Can't wait for that one.
Which will lead into the Mac Daddy of All Contests as we play the Mentos game.
Spew into this.
Mentos Math.
Mentos Math, as Beth Ann likes to call it. 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, tube of Mentos. You dump the Mentos into the 2-liter bottle. They have empty glasses, and whoever can fill up with the most spooge that comes out of the fountain, they will be the big winner. And then we'll add up all the scores from all the competitions, and our Fat Daddy winner on Thursday, tomorrow, will win $1,000 American.
Wow. We've already established the scoring system. It will be explained tomorrow.
Beth Ann McBride, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hi.
Please don't applaud. Okay.
Hadn't planned
you know,
on it.
You know, you come in very authoritatively, and you grab the microphone, you slam your headphones on, and I do believe you want to say something.
I do. Is there,
yes, what do you wish to say?
I may regret this. May I make a suggestion?
Oh.
I know. No.
Are you calling an audible for tomorrow?
That's why we were saving our
applause. You're calling an audible for tomorrow's show. This is for tomorrow. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Is it
a suggestion, an idea, a proposal?
Are you modifying? All right, I'm going to ask you before you say what you want to do. Are you modifying one of the games?
The order.
The order's fine.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to do the Mentos thing at the end.
That can be at the end.
Oh, good.
So that should be. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
good
really
finish.
What I wanted to finish with.
Yeah.
It's the strong
yeah.
finish
that is
where
the climax.
We all go outside okay. and we have the Mentos challenge. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Uh-huh. We agree.
Big
all right. What do you want to change? I was just throwing them.
Well, the
other
fine.
Things I was just throwing yeah. them out.
Yeah. I do like a Jumbo Jumble.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. do the ice cream balance challenge.
That's fine. I have
check.
No problem at all.
And then the think fast.
That's cool.
Yeah. That
and then Mentos good. At the end. That's mm-hmm. a good suggestion, Beth Ann.
Are you going to applaud now?
No, usually when you walk in here with that look on your face, I go, what does she want?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's a McBridian wow. moment with the lovely Beth Ann
Not
McBride.
Not a very McBridian moment.
No, it was less McBridian than normal.
Worked
but
okay.
It was more Bethanian.
And she is incidentally, Beth Ann McBride is wearing the new Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts in the way that I urge all women to wear them. Wear them backwards.
And just over whatever you're wearing.
Yes, wear them backwards. We look forward to seeing them that way. Because the way it is, you get the big show logo on the back of the t-shirt and then in the front. So, right. You know, do whatever you want.
She told me it was backwards because she got dressed in the dark this morning.
You know why it's backwards?
Why?
She wants to show off the guns.
The gun show's in town.
The gun show, baby. All right, Rob, cue the music.
Hey.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another in the series of movie auditions for our movie guy. We said a long time ago when we started the show, I wanted to have a movie reviewer. I wanted to have a good movie
you
reviewer.
Did movie man.
We've had good. We've had terrible, uh-huh. and then we've had right in the middle.
We've had snarky.
We've had very snarky. Snarky can work.
Yes.
Sometimes.
If it's done right.
Yes, but if it's not done right, snarky can be an absolute disaster.
We've had straight.
We've had gay. We've had 30-year-olds. We've had TV reviewer du jour. This is Tom Hirsch. Tom, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm not snarky.
Hi, okay, Tom. Good. I'm glad. I like that authority, Tom. Tom is from Aspen Hill. You're a caterer by day. How is the catering business going, Tom?
It's been great. Very busy. I did a big thing, cookout today.
Oh, ooh, good. Nice. So you
wow.
work today. Now, with all this catering, do you have time to see the movies that are current?
Absolutely.
Okay, then let's get right to it. Without further ado, here's our movie review segment with Mr. Tom Hirsch. Take it away, Tom. What can we look for this weekend at the movies?
Well, first, Alan Coulter definitely stole my thunder.
Oh, really?
But the only big movie, because it is this Friday is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I don't know, but the only big movie is The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk. So I guess that means you didn't see The Happening?
The Happening.
No, but I have Baghead and Encounters at the End of the World.
The Happening.
And The Hulk.
I'm so looking forward
to. We had our hearts set on The Happening.
No one told me.
Exactly.
See, that's not how it works.
You know what, Tom? You know what Mike said to me yesterday?
What?
Said, I can't wait till that movie guy talks about The Happening.
The Happening.
Yeah, yeah. And then you say you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, now listen.
It'd be nice, Mike, if you told me ahead of time.
Tom,
it'd be nice if you thought ahead.
Here comes the snarky.
Tom, that is snarky. And Tom,
the
way it works is, you know, you got to see the movies that are coming out. Yeah. That's the way it works. And I don't tell you what movies to see.
You just, as a reviewer,
you
know.
You review the movies that are happening. But I guess we'll get an Incredible Hulk. I'm going to try to move the segment on here.
I have three really good movies.
Can I look backward just for one second?
Go right ahead,
we'll
Rob.
Go forward.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Rob.
Did you approach us?
I called you. Yes. Yes, when you were looking for reviewers.
Yeah, okay.
Have I done something wrong? I have a tip of the fedora for you at the end, Rob, that you're going to like.
He's scrambling right
now. There's a carrot at the end of the stick.
All right, Tom.
All right, anyway.
What movie are you going to be reviewing first today?
Casablanca.
The Hulk. It's the biggest movie.
All right, tell us all about The Incredible Hulk. I've seen trailers. I'm not sure how I feel about another cartoon movie.
Well, they spent way too much money on it, $150 million. It is, sorry. and Rob, you should not take Robert to see this because the moral of this is that if you get really angry enough, you'll eventually win. And
okay.
Now that speaks to listening to the show.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Hearing Robert III, tantrum story.
Points for that.
Oh, it'll just encourage him. So the great positive is Liv Tyler, but I give this as a caterer. I give this my Outback experience because it is a franchise. It's high quality, but it's no surprises. And it is a franchise. They're promoting the new release of the TV series.
Right.
The video game came out last week before the movie, which is kind of crazy. But they've got to make a lot of money on this movie to make it work for them. And I would have cast Mike Tyson in the role because if anybody goes crazy when they get angry, it would be Mike.
Okay. And, you know, we're getting to the end of the first movie you're reviewing. Do you have a rating scale? Are you going to give Tom Shallon. Yes. Are you going to give it any kind of scale? What's your scale going to be?
Well, I was going to do it, like I said, based on the kind of dining experience it would be.
I think we need something numerical. Like,
well, normally it's like thumbs up, or you give it, you know.
1 to 4 disappointments?
I give it 3 filet mignon. It's very satisfying, and it's a great movie to watch.
3 steaks for
Rob is calling you a queen. But all right, 3 filet mignon, which means
I'll give it 3 parfaits.
It's okay. All right, what's
I'll
the next?
I'll take your parfaits, and I'll raise you a filet mignon.
All right, what is the what?
I
what
bet
is,
you will.
What is the next movie, Tom?
Baghead.
Never heard of it.
Baghead by the Duplass brothers. It was highly rated in the
Cannes Film Festival.
Somewhere.
Cannes Film Festival, also in Sundance.
Yeah.
And it revolves around... Yes?
What's it about?
It's about an indie film and the group who go to a film festival and see a film they like, and then they decide to make The Puppy Chair. An indie film, and it's all about them, and they end up, they sleep together, they do all kinds of wacky stuff.
Is this like an art house film or something?
It is.
Is this going to go wide? Will this be wide this weekend? Will we see this at, like, your local Cineplex?
It's at all the Cineplexes.
Okay.
And it is a great comedy. It's a laugh-out-loud comedy.
Yeah.
Comedies are better seen in the theater than
right,
DVDs.
How many spatulas? How many spatulas do you give it?
Oh, spatulas. I like that.
Thank you.
I would give this 4 spatulas.
Four
thank you very
spatulas.
Much.
Okay.
4 out of 4?
Out of 4 possible spatulas or 5?
4 out of 5.
Four out of 5. All right. What's next?
I felt I had to ask.
What do you have next, sir?
All right. In the last movie, but I do have a listen at the end. Don't despair.
I'm despairing already. I have to be honest with you.
Oh, yes. Come on. This movie should have come out last week. It's called Encounters at the End of the World, and it's about the McMurdo State.
Hold on a second. Tom, hold on. Is someone calling you?
Perhaps.
So take your call. God damn it. Take your call.
No. They're gone.
All right, they're gone?
They're gone.
Right, what's the title of this movie you're reviewing?
Encounters at the End of the World.
Right.
And it's about McMurdo Station, Antarctica. If it came out last week, everyone would have gone to the movie.
How many spatulas do you give it?
Four.
Four spatulas out of five.
Out of five.
Makes you very cold.
All right, now, have you seen the trailer for The Happening?
Yes.
Okay, what do you give the...
I think it looks great.
Well, how many spatulas do you give that?
I would give it, on scene, 3.5.
Wow. You know what you could do? Did you TiVo Letterman last night? They had a clip.
I did not see Letterman last night. I'm sorry, Rob.
You're an idiot.
Rob, there's a revival going on of an old movie that you would like called The Bunker with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I've seen it. Well, hi, Beth Ann. Look,
Beth Ann McBride has come into the studio. Hold on a second. Beth Ann's coming into the studio. People are beginning to call. Things are not going altogether well. Yes, Beth Ann.
Oh, my God. I've got to tell you something.
What's that? What? What?
You know, this is the time normally I confirm our guests for tomorrow, maybe Friday.
Yes.
Remember?
Oh, my God. She's laughing uncontrollably.
Herself up. When you go, is someone calling you, Tom?
Yes.
It was me.
Oh, it was you? You were calling Tom.
His number.
That doesn't save him.
You're an idiot.
She was trying to kill me.
She was trying to kill you. Okay, thank you, Beth Ann. Thank you very much.
If he had taken the call, and it would have been me.
Yes, it would have been you.
That would have been good.
Very clever, kid.
Rob, have you seen the movie The Bunker?
I give that three spatulas.
Okay.
I saw The Bunker. It had Carol O'Connor in it, didn't it?
Anthony Hopkins plays Hitler.
Oh, yes. That's an old movie. What does that have to do with anything?
It's a revival this week.
Oh, they're making it.
If you Google it on YouTube, you'll find what they do is they show the scene where Hitler is told in the bunker that all is lost.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong sound effect. You're confusing me now. That's what I wanted to confuse.
Was that the carrot at the end of the stick, Tom?
Well, Rob, if you go to it, you'll see that what they do is one of the segments is when Eli Manning has beaten the Patriots.
Okay.
And Hitler is totally upset because he's a big fan.
All right. Anything else there? Anything else, Tom?
Any questions about the movie?
No, that's all.
Not really. Thank you, Tom.
Tom, we appreciate it. You called from Aspen Hill. How did you enjoy your experience? How did you find it?
It didn't go quite the way I thought.
That's okay, but you know what? You had the balls to come into the lion's den.
And we appreciate it.
And I enjoyed this, Tom Cruise.
I enjoyed this, Tom. I really did. Tom, I enjoyed the time we spent with you.
Well, I did also.
Thanks so much for calling.
I've been a fan for a long time.
That's, we appreciate it. Continue to be a fan. And you know what? I don't give anybody the final kiss when they're on this show during the segment.
Never.
I never do that. You are still technically in the running as our movie reviewer, Tom Hirsch.
Can I get your rating and your review?
A rating of my review?
Of me doing it.
I'll offer one.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
A teaspoon.
Okay, very good.
One teaspoon.
Teaspoon.
Yes, I give it I give it that timer that you stick in the turkey with the pointed end on it.
Meat thermometer.
I give it one meat thermometer.
That's a better rating than a teaspoon.
Buzz, what kitchen reference would you like to make?
I give it one whisk.
All right. Hey, Tom, you know, we get a lot of people calling. I will take one phone call and base your future on that. How about that? You want to do that?
That's okay. Fair.
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Let me lock you in here. I'm going to keep you on the line while we get this call. Nice. Let's go to a random line.
Instant feedback.
Mike in Napa, California. Go ahead, Mike. What do you think of Tom?
Oh, God, man, he makes me want to gouge my eyeballs out.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate the call, Mike. Tom, that's about all we have for you today. Thanks so much for joining us on the movie review segment. My work is done there. Yes, that's okay. We appreciate it, and call back sometime.
You're a good guy. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Bye-bye. That's Tom, ladies and gentlemen. Tom's a nice guy.
You're an idiot.
No, that's not fair at all. That's not fair. We love Tom. It was nice having him on the show, wasn't it?
You know what'd be fun? Maybe you could go see The Happening with him.
That's the only one I wanted to hear
a review of. We were desperate to hear about The Happening. I didn't want to hear The Hulk.
I'm not going to go see The Hulk anyway.
Clip looked good. Happening's going to be a good movie.
I think The Happening's going to be very hot. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, I did talk to another movie reviewer in the hallway, and we'll get his impression of it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, really. I mean, I have to resort to that. How pathetic is that?
Got
to
talk to him about something, I suppose.
All right, well, it's a final Buzz. Here we go. Buzz Burbank, save us from this misery, please.
This may seem like the best Buzzcast ever.
Well, You know, you've got a really tough act to follow there.
Well, first, let me begin by telling you that America is, in fact, suffering from a Tomato Jones.
Ooh, tomatoes.
As you know now, eating tomatoes will kill you.
That's right.
So here's a little personal health tip from me to you. This is what I'm doing. I'm adding just a dash, like a tablespoon of chlorine, to my Bloody Marys.
Thanks, Dave.
From the killer tomato.
Here it is. You're leading with tomatoes again.
That's right, and proudly so. Although we now know that some of the tomatoes that are not contaminated with salmonella, most of the tomatoes we count on for sandwiches are still suspect. And it isn't just hurting people who eat them. It's hurting the people who grow them. It's hurting the tomato industry.
We have a lot of tomatoes out in Sacramento. I know that.
The tomato growers.
Good-looking tomatoes.
That sounded weird. Hey, you're a nice-looking tomato.
We'll have some tomatoes in the studio tomorrow.
This will be. Thank you, Rob. It'll be in my head again all night.
That's what I'm here for.
Everyone's. Growers in Florida say their business is in complete collapse. Growers in California and Mexico also have crops they can't sell. They've had to stop picking. They've had to stop packing.
I was thinking
Mike,
about
have
this.
You stopped picking?
I've stopped picking.
Don't stop packing.
No, I will never stop packing.
Good for you,
thank
Mike.
You, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
whatever
buddy.
You do in the privacy, your home is okay with me. I was thinking about, you know, when we have oranges, you eat orange juice.
Oranges.
A lot of people don't do orange juice every single day.
Right.
But tomatoes, they're really part of, like, everybody's everyday diet in most cases.
Salsa, hamburgers, everything, salads,
ketchup.
Everywhere.
Ketchup.
Tomatoes are important. Tomato soup.
You know, you bathe in tomatoes when you get sprayed by a skunk.
That's true.
You
need a lot of tomato
juice.
Thank you. That's Tom Hirsch. I'm here all week. Thank you. I'm sorry, but my brain has turned to jelly. Tom Hirsch turned my brain to jelly. We can't have
lycopene.
So we can't have the movie reviewers at the end of this show for Mike.
Fried your brain.
It don't work.
Right now, Tom is saying, yeah, look at him now. He wishes he had me now.
Well, the tomato industry's hurting.
Oh, that's too bad.
This is no small tomatoes. Here in the States, we produce well over $1.25 billion worth of tomatoes every year.
This has to do, and I'm going to get a little political on your ass right
please
now.
Please do.
But here
this
he goes. Here
has
he goes.
To, this has to do
with
regulation.
Yes,
and this is the fact that they shredded the regulatory agencies that take a look at this crap.
That's right.
This is why it's the burgers and the hamburger and the beef and all this.
That's right.
This is the reason. You know, just add it to the list. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel
about it. The ETA, the Environmental Tomato Agency.
The Environmental Tomato. The tomato people, Rob.
I know.
They walk around in red raincoats.
The lycopetians.
And although the government response to the tomato crisis is better than anyone expected.
It's a crisis now?
Oh, yeah. In my mind, it is.
I didn't know it had been upgraded to a crisis.
Rob, have taken it upon myself to dub this the Great Tomato Crisis.
Because in many places, it's still just a situation.
What am I going to dip my shrimp in?
I'll show you.
Hey, baby.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Hi, Katie.
The government's response to the tomato crisis is actually been better than we expected, but officials still have not found the source of the contamination.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He's at fault.
Yes, it's Clint's fault.
In 17 states now, nearly 170 people have been sickened by it. Over 2 dozen hospitalized. One man's died. Tomatoes, meanwhile, are scarce in restaurants and stores.
You know, when I go into my Subway, I'm still like taken aback by it because you
sandwich.
Look there and it's just a standard order. You know, I'd like lettuce and tomato, and it's just not there.
My Subway sandwich is naked without tomatoes.
How long are we going to have to wait before this gets straightened out?
Until they find the source and then can tell us that all the other tomatoes are okay.
And how will this affect the bacon industry?
Oh my God, BLTs!
This time of year.
So are they searching for like the cow that pooped on the tomatoes?
They are. Actually, they'd just like to narrow it
down.
Does
she work here?
To the grower or growers.
If I put this in my mouth, am I going to negate what I've burned off?
Now, but Buzz, like, homegrown, you're okay.
Homegrown is okay. The ones we talked about that you buy in a cluster on the vine at the store, those are okay.
Yeah, you're foolish to ask him that question.
Plum tomatoes.
He'll always tell you homegrown is okay.
Grape tomatoes.
Buzz grows tomatoes in his basement.
The ones on the vine. So if you go to the grocery store, you get the ones on the vine.
The clump of vine, yes.
They're very expensive, though.
You know, this is the kind of thing that Joe would say, no, you're not going.
going to, but I'm almost tempted to go into the grocery store, buy those little tomatoes on the vine, mm-hmm. slice them up thin, and carry them in a plastic bag to my sandwich shop. Wouldn't that be amazing, though?
Here's what you do, Mike.
What?
You buy the tomato and you keep it here, and then you slice it when you get your sandwich here.
Wouldn't it be
you
more,
want to slice it fresh.
But wouldn't it be more fun, though, if you walked into the Subway mm-hmm. or the sandwich shop that you go to
and
you have the baggie and you hand it to them? Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to freak out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to freak out.
Confuse them completely.
What are you doing? You're trying to get me fired?
Well, all I know is it's all very sad, especially in case the world ends tomorrow.
Yes.
Buffalo, played it that time.
That was perfect. Buffalo Bill Hawkins says the world will end tomorrow. He's the founder of the latest religious sect in Texas to make headlines.
Well, why don't you change your name to Buffalo Buzz Burbank?
That has a nice ring to
it. I have been watching the news, and I am ready to jump on the bandwagon.
You know about this guy?
No, I'm talking about the world.
Just in general, the state of things.
Yes, the state of things.
I think Buffalo Bill, he's capitalizing on this.
Hello, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, well, you know, that could be right.
Sorry, I have to remind myself, open the door when I'm going to do that.
You need to. Hey, look who's here.
You're saying that your person is Buffalo Bill.
That's his name, yes.
Buffalo Bill is the man you quote in your news
stories.
Says
the world's ending, yeah.
Yes, the world is coming to an end.
Well, you would know.
I'm going to eat a tomato with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Who are you?
I'm Hannibal Lecter.
I was wondering if I could hand you some soft paper through the slot.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much,
Hannibal
Buzz.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, tell us more about Buffalo Bill.
Back into your cage,
sir. Ah, boy, Buffalo Bill.
Well, yes. Bill says nuclear war will be declared either today or tomorrow. He's not sure about that, but as he explained it recently on 2020, this will lead to the end of the world tomorrow. He's pulled this before.
You mean 6/12?
That's right.
June 12th, 2008. Tomorrow's going to be the end of the world?
According to Buffalo Bill
Hawkins.
But
it could be today?
No, he said the nuclear war would be declared either today or tomorrow, resulting in the world ending tomorrow.
Is Peter the intern watching The Wire? Because I'll want to know if the nuclear war begins.
Peter the intern is always watching The Wire.
Very good.
No specific time, though.
He hasn't given a time, no. But let me tell you, he's pulled this before. The last time.
Here we go.
Last time Buffalo Bill said the world would end was 2006. He was wrong as near as we can tell. And on that day, hundreds of his followers in Kenya who'd been hunkered down in bunkers took off their gas masks and walked home in humiliation.
Kenya? That's where he says this is going on?
That's where he rounded up the last believers and the current round
of... Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
Well, see, now Hawkins has found a new set of followers in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he has hundreds of trucks ready, filled with food and water for them. All they have to do, these believers, all they have to do to get this food and water is buy it from him.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Do they hunker in the bunker?
They do. They are. And they will until after they discover tomorrow that the world is not ending. All right. That brings us, of course, to President Bush, who tells the London Times he has regrets, and that's our story when we continue.
Well, it's about time. We'll be right back after this side.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.